Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Peter and Maya with your 8am Zlines. In local news, rain gauges across Queensland fill for the first time in months, but may not be enough to overcome drought. Scattered rains of 20 to 50 millimetres over northwest and south Queensland this past week have provided much needed relief to some farmers, while others have been left wanting. Rabobank's Southern Queensland manager Brad Jones says the scattered rainfall has made decision-making and planning harder as farmers struggle to predict and plan appropriately to the changing weather. Two Western Queensland government sectors are fully drought declared.
Two heart transplant patients at a Brisbane hospital have died from fungal infections. Five transplant patients contracted the fungal infection at Prince Charles Hospital. And four different strains are responsible for the infection. Clinical reviews are underway to detect the possible source. Fungal contamination detected last month on transplant equipment has been linked to one of the strains. Health Minister Shannon Fentiman says the transplant unit has been deep cleaned and is safe for patients.
And in national news, unhealthy food marketers are targeting Australian children with widespread and unregulated promotion, a new study finds. The study, published in Public Health Nutrition yesterday, shows that more than 10% of the 8,000 products analysed use child-directed packaging. Two of the study's authors, Gary Sachs and Alexander Jones, say that Australia needs stronger regulation of child-directed promotion. They say if Australia adopts similar legislation to Mexico, which prohibits child-directed promotion on products high in sugar and salt, 95% of the child-directed products analysed would have to remove the promotions.
A housing developer in Illawarra attempts to dismiss the existence of a platypus habitat. Fortnum Properties takes the Shell Harbour Council to the Land and Environment Court over the council's decision to reject a housing development in Calderwood in New South Wales. The developer included in their report a 2.5-hour field study which did not detect the presence of platypus in the area. However, decades of citizen science confirmed the area is a platypus habitat, with multiple sightings and video evidence taken over the years of the threatened species. The case will return to court in December.
In international news, AI will be used to recreate a famous French singer's voice. Edith Piaf, who passed away in 1963, will be narrating her own upcoming biopic, which will be produced by her estate in association with Warner Music Group. Piaf's voice will be replicated by AI for the purposes of narration, not the creation of new music, according to the announcement so far. This follows the recent Beatles release, Now and Then, which features John Lennon's voice with the assistance of AI technologies. Proven to be a controversial topic in the entertainment industry, AI protection clauses are on the rise, highlighted by the recently resolved strikes by SAG-AFTRA and the Writers Guild of America.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 26 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 32. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.